This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that the big shaving companies are facing a threat like never before from online razor stores. Web sales of men's shaving products have almost doubled in the past year in the U.S., and the market is growing. Joining us now, as he does each week, is Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Jeremy.
And we're talking here about companies like Harry's Razor Company and Dollar Shave Club. They've popped up in the last few years. Let's listen to an ad here from Dollar Shave Club.
Box of razors.
Hold on 1 second. This is not enough.
That's all I have.
How about the watch?
It's my grandfather's watch.
It's nice.
So this is a customer for the razors having to basically sell everything that he has in order to buy them because, I mean, you know, Jason, you and I both know these things can be pretty expensive. How have these companies, these online companies, risen up so quickly and made such a dent in the old-fashioned brick-and-mortar razor stores?
Well, first of all, Jeremy, I think you should speak for yourself because I'm no longer a razor user myself.
Oh.
I've sort of joined the stubble revolution.
And so I just went the opposite direction and shaved my beard after a long time. So now I have to pay for these things again.
Well, now you have to pay for these things. Well, you might consider the online marketplace because many people are. They're now $263 million in this market. This is according to an estimate that we got from Slice Intelligence. That's a market research firm and a perfect name for a research firm that studies razor sales, if you ask me, Slice Intelligence. and that's 8% of the roughly $3 billion market. But this came as a huge surprise to people who follow razors because this happens so quickly. Procter & Gamble, you know, they're the ones who are the, you know, the big kahunas in this razor field. Well, they're trying to respond. And you know, one of the ways they're doing it is, I mean, in addition to having their own program for where you can get razors through the mail, they're also trying to work with retailers to get them to unlock these very expensive razor blades. You know how there's in display cases and someone has to come
and do that
because they consider that a disincentive for people to buy them there on the shelves. Maybe that can stop the bleed.
Another analogy. One of the things that has always puzzled me ever since I've been buying razor blades is how expensive they are. It always seems like they're more than they should be given what they actually are. And you can go and buy – now, granted, they're not as good, those disposable ones. But you could buy that. You could buy 10 of those for the price of, you know, one blade for your – what is it called? The Gillette Pro Glide Flexball Razor whatever.
Ultra,
you know,
Super
Fusion.
Right? Fusion, yes. Yeah, they work a lot of buzzwords into that. Well, you know, a better solution that I'd recommend is you could just sort of tuck a few in your pocket when you go to the gym. Usually they give those away for free. But you know, we spoke with one customer out there who switched to the online sale of razors. He says, you know, Gillette razors were wonderful, but the problem was that they were around $20 for a pack of four of them. And he said that each blade was only lasting him about a week. I guess he was a pretty hairy guy. And so he's done it a week, and no matter what brand he used. And so now he only pays about $6 a month for a set of four cartridges to get him through the month. So it's all about it's about the savings for these people. And, you know, I think, you know, it's also funny, like some of these big brands that have had a kind of a monopoly, they're really being challenged. So you think about the eyeglass business, Warby Parker, people buying glasses online for a fraction of what they used to pay in stores.
It's a changing world we live in the world of shaving. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'd love to hear from listeners. Where do you buy your razors? Let us know at hereandnow.org.